questionable whether Rashi himself held this, though, you know, it's the Ravan. Anyway, this seems to be like a family dispute within the Rashi family as to what he actually held. That we don't say not bar not by Dishel or Tzli. And the Rosh Shimon Chavtas explains that there's, first of all, you have a diak like this from the Gemara. The Gemara's kul av not bar not was said in a case of putting a piece of fish on a fleshiger plate. So if the din were equally true by Tzli or by Bishol, say bigger chiddush. So what's the reason, though? Why should there be a difference? So the Rosh says, because alu, there's only a blia mu'atas dechdei klipa. But this bashlu, it's nivla, kol tam abasar, then we should be machmir for not bar not. Now, when you look at the Rosh, you get the impression that the reason why Bishol is machmir is because it's mavliya baklulo. But if that were the case, then we should also be mako for tzli, because tzli is only klipa or netila, it's not kulo. But we don't find any opinion that is mako for tzli and machmir for bishol. We might have the reverse, as we'll see shortly, but not this. So l'chora, what the Rosh means is that when it's only a klipa, like in the case of alo, then we say not bar not is mutter, but tzli or bishol, it doesn't degrade in terms of the quality of the blios. So it's either tzli is netila or bishol is kulo. In that tzli or in that or kulo for bishol, it's fully absorbed and it does not it's not diluted in terms of its quality. Whereas alo, where it's only a klipa, so that is a reflection of it being a very shvacha blia. You know, one of the things that we've seen on several occasions in terms of klipa is, and this might be a machlokas rishonim, do we say that klipa is like a blia gemura, just very, very narrow, very shallow? Or no, that it's not just that the klipa is only a very small amount, it doesn't go in very far, but it's also a very shvacha blia. That might be why it's always batel and the like. So that seems to be the basis of the Ravan's understanding of the Gemara. Now, again, when I first saw the Ravan, I thought it was just because of the heat source, somehow or another, because in Bishol and Sli, the heat causes the blios to go in stronger. No, that's not the mashmos of the Rosh. The Rosh seems to focus more in terms of how deep in they go. Maybe that's what he means. Anyway, so that is the shita of the Ravan. And again, l'chora, the difference is it's dafka al ha'esh that he would be machmir, right? And alu or mekel because it's not al ha'esh. So even though the Rivan said this b'shem Rashi, the Tosfos Rishonim already point out the lashon of Rashi doesn't sound that way, because Rashi, when he's trying to give you an example of not bar not, says if they're mivushel the basar plus the dag in the same pot together, then it would be aser, because then it wouldn't be a not bar not. So you should say bigger chiddush, which is if it's mivashel even the dag in a fleshiger pot, we don't say not bar not. So the mashmos of Rashi is really against this shita. On the other hand, Tosfos points out that l'chora this would depend on the two interpretations within Rashi by the tznon case, right? The Gemara says later on that if you cut a tznon with a fleshig knife, so the tznon becomes fleshig. And Rashi has two lashonos over there. Is the knife clean or is the knife dirty? If you assume, though, like the second shot in Rashi over there, that the knife is clean, so we have a big question. Why don't you say not bar not? Right? What do I mean to say? Meat to knife, tam rishon is a knife. Knife to tznon is tam sheni. So there should be nothing wrong with dipping the tznon into the kutach. And yet Rashi says it's aser. Why don't we say it's mutter, it's not bar not? So if you hold like the Ravan that were machmir by Bishol and Sli, so we could say, okay, you see already that some transfers of blios don't cause it to go down a darga. High quality transfers We don't say not bar not. And just like Bishel and Sli are high-quality transfers, so too, when you have Doch Kodesakina plus Charif, it's also a high-quality transfer, and it doesn't go down. But if you're going to go ahead and say that we're Makil for Sli and Bishel, so then it seems strange to say that it's a higher quality transfer of blios in the case of a cold knife than it is when it comes to Bishel and Sli. So, is that mochrach? No, it's not mochrach. Maybe in Achanami. And in fact, we'll see halach lemaisa. We in fact do say that. Because as we'll see next simon, right, we're Makel b'di'eved, the Rama meaning to say the Ashkenazim, we're Makel b'di'eved. Somebody get the door for him. We're Makel b'di'eved, shkayach. We're Makel b'di'eved when it comes to knives, or when it comes to Bishel and Sli, right, the Rama says, but we're Machmir b'di'eved when it comes to the knife. When we get to Etzadi Vav, we'll see that. So if so, maybe it is possible to say that it's stronger. Why? Because the Harifas does all sorts of magical things, and maybe this is one of the magical things that Harifas does. But intuitively, that's very surprising, which is why Tosus points out, as well as other Rishonim, that really, if you go ahead and you're machmir about the case of the knife and it's known, it's mistaber also to be machmir for Bishel and Sli. Good. So, what comes out, lemaisa, according to the machmir view, is let's say you went ahead and you cooked noodles in a fleshig pot, so you would not be able to eat those noodles with cheese. And presumably, though we'll talk more about this in a moment, you couldn't even put it on a milchiga plate, because the pashup shot is the machmirim over here say that there's no diminution in quality of the blios at all when it's nisbasho. It's not, it's ki'ilu, it's tam risho, not tam sheni. Good.
We read the Rosh Kapashas, then Sli might be mutter.
Yeah, but that's lo yitachin. I don't think
it's... Why is that? It doesn't spread the blios.
I know, but it's lo yitachin. It's not, none of the Rishonim seem to say that.
All
the Rishonim assume. There's no one that's makel by Sli and machmir by Bishel. It doesn't make any sense, because the quality of the blios and the netila of the Sli is no strong, is no weaker than the quality of blios in terms of Bishel. Right? In other words, it simply doesn't
make
sense.
You're assuming that we're going like the Ramban or Rashi, but I'm saying...
So, you could say that. I agree. That's what I made the hara, that the formulation of Rashi sounds like that. I just think it's inconceivable that it's true. And I don't think any of the poskim assumed that way. And the Beis Yosef, and I like, and that's because of what we said. Yeah. Okay. Yes.
I thought Bishel only is more, you know, because it's low and Sli is just getting
netila. Okay, so it goes in a little further, but Mechatesi, in that netila, it's any weaker than the kulo of Bishel. One is...
Don't we contrast the netila? We do contrast klipa to netila, no?
Klipa, if you told me klipa is more shvach, then you're right. I see that all over the place. But that the netila of Tzli is weaker than the kulo of Bishel, again, obviously kulo is deeper, but lower quality, there's no basis for that, as far as I know. Okay, good. Opinion number two are those that totally reject this entirely. The Ramban, the Rashban, Chidushim, the Ran, Tosfos in the end. At one point, not at the end. And they deny it. They say, there's no difference between Alu and Espashlu and Nitzlu. And in terms of Sakin, you'll either have to say, like, there's Shavnunis on the Sakin, or you have to say, like we said, that Charif makes things worse. So if you hold of the Mekilim, so it would be no problem to cook your noodles in a fleshig pot, and then put cheese on them. Okay.
Can you also say dolka de sakina by the?
Of course, it's dolka de sakina plus harif. But still, that should be a stronger transfer than Sli and Bishel. Very unintuitive. Okay, and then There is a third view, and this is, by the way, as we mentioned, this is the way how the Mechaber paskins, and the Rama paskins, at least b'di'avad. And then the third view is the Rosh, Sefer Truma, that's machmir by Tzli, but mako by Bishul. What's the difference? Why would Bishul be any different? Because Bishul is tam shlishi, since it has to go through the medium of the water before it reaches the pot. So,
a lot of times the Bishul will touch the pot directly.
We're not choshish.
We're not choshish for touching the pot?
Yeah, if you hold like the Sefer Truma. Right? The Rosh quotes the Sefer Truma as being mesupik about that. He says Sefer Truma is gimgei bedavar. But in the end, the Sefer Truma is machriya lahatir, because since there's water, so at least rov hatam is mispashet b'mayim, and also the yarek's not boleya bidofne hakadera alayde resicha samayim. Okay. Now this pshat, the middle pshat, Sefer Truma, Trumos, also at least can be misyachis to the diuk of the Gemara of why does it say alo, right? Again, according to the most makel view, let's say at the Ramban, so then we have the kasha, why does it say alo? It should say nitzlu or nisbashlu, say bigger chedesh. According to the Ravan, so obviously it makes a lot of sense why it says alo. Even according to the Sefer Trumos, we could say it's very meduyak when it says alo, because it says alo lafuke tzli, dafka when... But not lafuke bishul. Bishul would anachanami biyaser. But when it's direct contact without water, then we're mekel for not by nart. Sorry, when it's direct contact without direct heat, alu. So then we're mekel by not by nart. When it's direct contact with direct heat, i.e. nitzlu, then we're machmir. And so at least the Sefer Trumos would preserve that diuk. As to why it says not bar not, why it says alu. So according to this, then also you could go ahead and cook your noodles in a fleshed pot and then put cheese on them. Though I suppose even according to this opinion, so you couldn't, let's say, so if I went to could I go ahead and if I cooked vegetable soup in a fleshed pot, could I mix, let's say, tomato soup in a vegetable pot? Could I put milk into the tomato soup? No, right? Because the tomato soup itself, that's tam sheni, right? You need shloshen osnei tam to be mekel. So I couldn't put milk in the tomato soup, but chves, if I had vegetables from a vegetable soup and I took out those vegetables and then I wanted to put cheese onto the vegetables, that would be okay, right?
According to
Rashba, would be mutter. I mean, what Rashba, according... According to... No, because they're choshesh that when it comes for tzli, the Sefer Trumos.
Tomato soup is not tzli.
No, but the only reason why he's mako, what's the basis of the chiluk between Bishul and tzli? Because the blios go directly into tzli, whereas in Bishul, they go through the water. They go from pot... to water, to noodles, right?
So since the
water, so you couldn't eat the water with milchix, but that's okay because you throw out the water when you make pasta.
So the
vegetables in the soup, that would be mutter to put cheese on it, but the soup itself you couldn't mix in milk. That would be equivalent to tzli, right? L'chayra.
Unless there's some sort of, like you said, that roasting is like...
No, that's not the svara that they say, though. The svara that they say is because it's going through the medium of water, right? Okay. So that's l'chayra what would come out, right? You could clarify, what would you say about rice? Because rice, it starts off going through the medium of water, but then in the end of the day, the water's all
right.
Cooked out. The talk of the post can clear about that. If you look at the Mishpat Zozav, he clears about this. Also the Badei Shulchan. But anyway, fine. Lahalacha, the Marshal Paskins like this view, namely that Nitzles Aser even B'diaved, and others as well. And that might actually be the view of the Shach, right? The Prima Gadim claims this is the view of the Shach, to be chosh for the Marshal, that Nitzlu is Asher B'diem. In other words, not to endorse the Ramah, that both Bishel and Nitzlu is B'diemed. But I think that we, Lahalacha, don't follow that. We, Lahalacha, follow the Ramah, which is to be Machmir L'chatchila for Bishel and Nitzlu, but Mekel B'diemed for Bishel and Nitzlu.
Is that because Ramah over Shach? Because
it's
not really
think
the Shach is like.
Yeah, that's my impression. Yeah, I'm not even sure. I think because it's not so clear, the Shach disagrees. I'm not even 100% sure. Would we really be Mekel B'diavad? That's my impression. If it comes up, you have to think about it.
B'diavad was cooked in the Leishik pot, or like.
No. We're talking here about a b'di'eved where it was done already. Do you have to throw out the food? Right? You went ahead and you cooked echves. You cooked your noodles in a ben yomo fleshik pot and you didn't know, right? Your wife cooked them in a ben yomo fleshik pot. You come home for lunch the next day. You see noodles. Gevaldik! Leftover noodles. And you put cheese on them and you microwave it. So, and then she goes, oh my gosh, these were cooked in the ben yomo flesh pot. What do I do? So, l'chayra, according to the Ramah, mutar b'diavad. And again, here, even the Shach would agree, because it was Bishel. Right? So, mutar b'diavad. Good. You can't, l'chatchila, you can't put cheese onto those noodles. That's pashat, right? For the Ramah. Mechal, if you're Sardi, you could, probably. We'll clear about that. But if you're Ashkenazi, you couldn't put cheese on those noodles. But if you did, now you wouldn't have to throw them out, right? What about Nitzlu? So there, the Marshal is Machmir B'diavad. He would say you have to throw them out, right? So that's why I said the rice shayla is Nogei L'maisa, because, or things like that. It's Nogei L'maisa because in B'diavad shaylas, right, what would you say? If you think that you're choshish for the Marshal, the Diavad, like the Shach seems to be. So, okay, good. The next thing we have to talk about is to be goreim, not barnat l'chatchila. So the Beis Yosef quotes the Hagos HaSmak from Rabbeinu Peretz that nitzlu or nizbashlo is mutter dafka b'diavad. But l'chatchila asher la lo sama levashlam b'kli shalbasar kedei l'ochlam kutach. And the basis of this is a very nice diuk, because it says alu b'diavad right dagam shalu. Great. Now the Beis Yosef then makes the following problematic comment: Aval bala truma kasav b'maftechos dekitnios shebishal b'kedera chaylaves mutter l'chatchila l'arosan b'kedera shalbasar. If you cook the noodles or kitnios in a fleshik pot, it's mutter l'chatchila to now pour them. On a fleshiga plate. So, the Beis Yosef seems to have understood that these two rulings, namely that of Rabbeinu Peretz and that of the Bala Truma, are disagreeing with each other. So the Darkei Moshe says, wait, there's no machlokas here. The Smak was saying it's Aser. Didn't say it's Aser l'halo son. He just said, if it's halon, it's mutter l'chatchila to eat them with chalav. And that's what the Baal Truma says, meaning to say like this. It is Aser. Everybody could agree to the following two points. And again, we'll apply this to whatever you think is within the Rishonim, whether you think Bishel is mutter l'chatchila or b'diavad, but let's just take alu so that everybody would agree. So everybody would agree, the Rama would say, that it's wrong to take this hot fish and put it on a fleshiga plate if you're intending to now dip your fish into the cheese. But everybody would also agree that if you did it already, meaning to say you put your fish on a fleshiga plate without thinking much about how you're going to eat your fish, and then you say, actually, I think I would like to have my fish with kutach. I don't know what else they had in those days. It seems like they were dipping everything into kutach. Anyway, So then you decide afterwards, I'd like to dip my fish into kutach. So at that point, it's already mutter l'chatrila. Right? So that would explain the diuk of dagim sha'alu. That you already put it on a fleshic pot. Then mutter, meaning l'chatrila at that point, to put it into kutach. And then, the Rama says, well, if you learn that way, then there's no machlokas harishonim. Whereas, it would seem, the simple reading of the Beis Yosef is that he doesn't seem to be making that distinction. And that's why he sees it as a machlokas. And therefore, if you think that we paskin like the lenient position, then it would be mutter even l'chatchila to put them onto a fleshik plate, amenas to eat them with kutach. And the Taz makes this point. And he writes that... also everybody sort of makes this point, I guess, that that the Beis Yosef seems to be making a mistake here in terms of how he's reading it. So that's what the impression you get from the Beis Yosef. The problem is the Bedek Habayis, a little earlier in the Siman, but obviously written later, sounds a little bit like he does agree to this distinction. Which would mean that it's stira between the Bedek Habayis and the Beis Yosef, though obviously that would be impossible, unless you say he changed his mind. So, not clear how to resolve this. Rav Moshe actually has a tshuva, and he thinks it's pashut that the Beis Yosef agreed to the chiluk, and he was lo dak belishnei. Okay? So therefore, everybody would agree then, meaning to say, even the Beis Yosef would agree, that all Rishonim agree, that dagim that kfar halu b'kadeira shal basar is mutter l'ochlan b'chalav. But the truth is that there are, and we don't have time to get into it now, but there are a couple of mashmoyos and Rishonim that do actually sound like, even though the Gemara says mutter, which sounds like l'chatchila, it means not mutter l'chatchila. That's dochak in the Lashon. The Taz, in the Daf Acharon Shel HaTaz, in Siman Tzadi Dalet, says that these Rishonim would say, seems pretty dochak, but these Rishonim would be forced to say that mutal ochlan bekutach means that if your fish already got mixed in with kutach, then you're allowed to eat the taroives, as opposed to you're allowed to dip the fish into kutach. But there are others, some other Rishonim, maybe the Rav Yah and the like, who do actually sound like this opinion. Okay, one way or the other, how do we paskin? So the Shach writes, we have, when I say how do we paskin, we have to ask again two questions. One is, let's say, according to the Mechaber, are you allowed to lechatchila put the fish onto the plate on the nas to then dip the fish into kutach? And so, again, we know what the Rama would say about that, but what would the Mechaber say? So, the truth is that if you read the Shulchan Aruch, especially after his comments in the Beis Yosef, I would have said that according to the Mechaber, it should mamish be motor lechatchila. Right? And since also the Mechaber is Mekel by Bishel against the Ravan. So it would turn out that if you're Sfardi, there would be absolutely no point in owning, not no point, we'll talk about Charif later, but not no point in having Parif pots. Right? Because why do I want a Parif pot? Because I want to be able to cook noodles with the ability to eat those noodles with milchiks and fleishiks, right? So, but I could cook it with a milchik pot, and I could eat them with fleishiks. I could cook them with a fleishiks ben yomo pot and eat them with milchiks, right? So if you hold your Sfardi, the simple reading of Mechaber is, there's no reason why Sfardim would ever have parv pots. However, the Shach Sif Katan Gimel says, no, even the Mechaber would say that to rely on the creation of Nat Bar Nat is only mutter b'diavad. Meaning, again, it's l'chatchila once you've done it, but b'diavad in the sense that you should not create the situation. So according to the Shach, even the Mechaber agrees it would be wrong to cook noodles in a fleshing pot, ben yomo, with the intention to eat those noodles with cheese. Now, maybe the Shach thought the Mechaber was chozer from what he said in the Bedek Abayis. I'm not sure. If you look, actually, the Aruch Mishach over here has a whole yishuv, how to try to be miyashev, the Bedek Abayis and the Beis Yosef. It's a very interesting discussion. It's worth looking at. And that's the really the basis for the pshat of the Shach. So one way or the other, the Shach says that, no, even the Sfaradim might want to have parva pots. However, I saw that in the Yalkut Yosef, Yitzchak Yosef at the very least says that, no, there are many Achronim who disagree with the Shach Bedas Mechaber, and they read the Mechaber Kepshuto, that that it's mutter even lechatchila to cook, right? He doesn't mention anywhere it's aser lechatchila. It's true, he quotes the Lashon of the Gemara of Alu B'dieved, but we already know from the Beis Yosef he didn't think that was a particularly good diuk. And therefore, he says, it says, Dirabbanan Shaila. Anyway, you could paskin like the Mekilim. And don't bring me a raya from Dagim Sha'alu, because that's Lashon of the Gemara. Well, maybe bring me a raya from the Lashon of the Gemara, right? That should still be a raya. So he says, no, it said it that way to teach me the Chiddush of Rav, that even Alu is Aser, because he rejects not bar not. And then he says, but don't we always say Koch Dater Adif? Better to say the Chiddush in Shmuel. So he says sometimes we don't. And the Kedarko Bakodesh, he tells you all sorts of places where you see you don't say Koch Dater Adif, which is true. We don't seem to always say that. And some of the Achronim try to give rules when we do and when we don't. A very interesting Shaila. But anyway, so that's the way. So Sfaradim, who follow the Psakim of Rav Avadia, should have no need, at least, you know, leaving aside charif. Usually, cooking doesn't have charif. Sometimes it does, but, you know, say maybe Sfaradim have a lot of charif foods. So Adrava, but, you know, I think what we call charif, I don't know if they call charif. So anyway, for Sfaradim, no.
You're doing it for them?
Oh. Okay, we'll talk about that. Yeah. That's an interesting shayla. But if you're Sfardi, we'll talk about that. We'll get back to that question in 5 minutes. If you're Sfardi, again, typically, then there would be no need to have a parv pot unless you are choshish for the shach. Oh. Yeah. Now, just a parenthetical point, then I'll take your questions, which is, what about sakana? Right, our whole sugya seemed to forget about the dangers. So it's interesting. The poskim do talk about this here. We're not going to get into it too much. But the Taz Sifkan Gimel quotes a marshal saying, "You see, in Achanami, there's no sakana. That it is aser mishum sakana. In other words, our whole sugya is talking about with respect to bas b'chalav. But of course, it's a dangerous thing to actually do this. But the Yisuf HaHatter says no. Much simpler answer." Which is that there's no sakana for platas kalim. Which I think many people nowadays are makel on. I know my grandparents had a fish pot. They wouldn't cook fish in a fleshiga pot. So they held like the Taz. I mean like the Marshal. But I think many people nowadays rely on the Yisuf HaHatter. That even though most people won't eat fish with meat, but they will cook their gefilte fish in the fleshig pot. Okay. Now, in terms of the Ramah, so the Ramah says the following. If the Ramah has two levels of bidyavid for two different reasons, right? Let's just explain. One level is the din of the Gemara, of Alu. Dagim she'alu if you put fish on a flesh of a plate, so then the Rama says, l'chatchila, if you want to eat these fish with cheese, don't put the fish on a flesh of a plate. But If you did already, you put it down without, you know, because when you first made the fish, you had it with pariv, and now it's leftovers, and you decide you want to put some cheese on your fish, great, no problem. At that point, it's mutter l'chatchila. In other words, the only thing that isn't l'chatchila is to put it on a plate, amanathita with cheese. That's with respect to alu. What about nizbashlu? So then we would say no. Even if you already cooked your noodles in a fleishig ben yomo pot, you may not put chalav on it. As pashut, you can't cook them in a fleishig pot to put cheese on. But even if you already did, you cooked your noodles because you wanted to eat them with chicken soup. And now there's leftover noodles. And you decide, I'd love to put some cheese on the leftover noodles. No. Why? Because there were choshesh for the rivan. In other words, that's not alps, the diak of alu and the gemara. That's because l'chatchila were choshesh for the rishonim that are machmir for bishul tzli. But even in that case, b'diavad, if you did it already, you cooked the noodles in a fleishig ben yomo pot, and without realizing, you then put cheese on the noodles, then you don't have to throw out the noodles, you don't have to throw out your plate, you don't have to throw anything out, everything is good. But l'chatchila, you can't do that. Okay, so that's the pshat of the Rambam if it's ben yomo. We'll talk about what about if it's inu ben yomo in just a minute. But first, Rabbi, you had a question?
Just make the better advice. Or...
Okay.
Moshe read that he says take like the shach. What about you mentioned
before? Rav Moshe said, yeah, even the Shah, even a Beis Yosef, didn't really, would acknowledge, you know, based on the better guys, would acknowledge the distinction, the two level of Chatchila Diyukim. And it was all duck in what he says in the Beis Yosef.
And that would come out like a Chumra that you shouldn't?
That would come out of a Chumra for Sfardim, yeah.
Also,
like the Shah, yeah.
Okay. So, yes. When people use separate fish plates, is that because there would be a little bit of
yeah, we're worried about the mamashas, yeah. Yeah.
So if you make sure to clean your plate, you make sure to eat all the...
Yeah, so somebody told me at Gush, they would only use one fork for, like, Friday night. They would serve fish, and so they would use only one fork. And you could wipe it off, or, I don't know, clean it with your mouth. You know, suck it clean. Said Rav Aaron used to go wash his fork, but he wouldn't let them serve him two forks. That was, but he would go. He would get up to wash his fork after the fish course. Okay.
He doesn't have to worry
because
nobody eats the fish.
What do you mean, fish balls? All right. Fine. So that's the you know. So let's talk about, though, a different question, which is, we talk about what the halacha is, but why is this all true? In other words, why is it aser ligrom not barnat l'chatchila? So, this is not clear. The Prima Gadim quotes the Menchas Kohen, who says, this is if you want to see Mishpat Zav Dalid, dikimo shegazu chazal b'kadev shenu ben yomo, de aser ligrom no sein tam lefgam l'chatchila. And also, we also say en mevatlin is l'chatchila. So then we say en ligrom not barnat l'chatchila, meaning to say, doesn't really explain it, but we have all sorts of halachos in Yaradeya where we say b'diavet it's mutter and l'chatchila it's aser, like no sein tam lefgam, and like in kedesh en ben yomo, so and en mevatlin is l'chatchila. So, just because something works, doesn't mean it's mutter to do it l'chatchila. So, not barnat works, but you shouldn't do it l'chatchila. Now, we might then distinguish between l'chatchila and b'diavet, in other words, for bitulus or l'chatchila, here, once you did it already, we are matir, you to put the cheese on it and the like, but that's basically, that's what the Menchas Kohen says. So he doesn't really explain why. He just shows that we see a lot of places where this type of thing is true. I suppose that they're kulas. They're kulas. The Isser V'Heter, though, the Isser V'Heter Harach Sharlam Medalit says that the reason why this is a problem is because it's like Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. Interesting. In other words, again, you could... So maybe it's Ka'en the Rif, but Adarabba, if you remember from the Ran and his Kasha on the Rif, you see the Ran Mamash said Fakert, right? He said, just like, you see the Rif's totally wrong, because just like it's Mutter to go ahead and even if, let's say, the Ran agrees that L'chatchila, you shouldn't be garim it, but it's Mutter, once you went ahead and you put your fish on your fleishiga plate, it's mutter l'chatchila to now dip it with cheese. So too, if you baked your bread in a fleishiga oven, it should be mutter l'chatchila to go ahead and eat it with cheese. So again, there's a vater disagrees, but you see, the Ram says mamish fakert. The way the Prima Gadim says it, which is probably the easiest way to explain this halacha, is that it's out bitul asel l'chatchila. Meaning to say that at least Taisvis learns that the heter of not bar not is based off of bittel. So if that's true, then we say bittel aser l'chatchila always. So here too we should say bittel aser l'chatchila, it's mutter l'chatchila, mutter b'diavad. And therefore the Prima Gadim says an astounding chiddush. He says, well, if that's true, so then let's say you did it b'meis it. You said, ha ha ha, I'm going to go ahead and put my par of fish on my fleishig plate and then eat it with cheese. So then it would be also even for the oven, because we know that any time you're somech on bittul aser l'chatchila, then they cancel you even b'diavad. But the Pri Chadash says, nah, give me a break. First of all, this whole idea of not being l'chatchila is just a harchaka be'alma. It's not bittul aser l'chatchila, it's a harchaka. And of course, if you did it b'diavad, you could eat it. We don't find any basis for knas. You can't make up a halacha. And the lashon of the Gemara of Dagim She'alu, he says, implies even b'mezid. Okay. But what about the Prima Gadim's Raya? If you think that the heter of not bar not is alt bittel, so we should say it's ein mevatlin aser l'chatchila, which when done b'mezid, even ases b'diavad. He says, what are you talking about? That bittel iser l'chatchila. There's no iser here. This is bittel heter l'chatchila. As we talked about earlier, it's not even clear you need to come on to bittel formally. But even if you do need to come on to bittel, it's bittel heter b'heter. There's no din of a kenas on bittel heter l'chatchila. And therefore, even if you accept that it's wrong because we don't like to l'chatchila create a matziv where we're relying on bittel, but surely the kenas will not apply in this case, right? It's not even at all clear, as we talked about earlier, Rabbi Kivager and the like, that it shouldn't even be mutter to be goreim bittel l'chatchila when it comes to basar b'chalav. Not at all clear that there's anything wrong with this. This is a machlokas achronim, like we saw, but let's say to stir in a little bit of milk into water in order to put that water into chalent and the like, that itself is not clear. So therefore, certainly it wouldn't be asar b'diavad. Yes?
One, the Prima Gadim would have a side kula to it. You have a chagin as a...
Yeah, no. But if you're not
the only pot that I happen to have right now is this pot. I need to cook this.
Well, let's not say pot, but plate, because pot's going to be worse.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, if you know the gedarim of ein machavin are met, then yes, maybe in achinami. I hear
also for the pre chadash. Mm-hmm. That also would he say that if I put a drop of milk into my chalent, then I'm not being over any yisurim?
Well, that we saw was a machlokes.
Right.
I don't know what he says over there.
Okay.
But certainly, again, this wouldn't be the equivalent of putting the milk in the chalent. This would be equivalent to putting the milk in the water and then putting the water into the chalent. Putting the milk into the water and the shishim in the water and then putting that water into the chalent, right? That's what this would be equivalent to, which we saw many achronim were make a lot.
Right.
Okay. Okay, so now we're going to talk about, kalim and tavshilim and the like. So, the Beis Yosef in the Bedek Abayis says an interesting thing. He quotes Rabbeinu Yerucham, as saying Tavshil Shinizbashel Bikadera Shel Basar Motor Lachol Gvina Acharav Afila Blo Kinuach Vemeno Ben Yomo Motor Lachol Oso Tavshil Imagvina Vein Dvar Nechonim Al Afila Hu Ben Yomo Motor Lachlo Im Gvina Dehabe Not Bar Not. Good. So the Aruch Mishach, also here in Siman Tzadi Hei, same one I was referring to before, said that the Rabbeinu Aruch makes a lot of sense. You shouldn't be mevashel lechatchila nefleishig pat amanas la'oichloi b'chalav. And he says Rabbeinu Aruch holds that it's aser lahalos lechatchila, right? Amanas lochlo in tashel shel basar. And even though, you know, the Beis Yosef might be right, he says sort of an interesting klal, Sak, you know, mehecha tesi, to argue with a rishon unless you have a really good reason, and the like. So what's this debate between the Beis Yosef and the Shach, or Beis Yosef and Rabbeinu Yerucham? So it seems to be that their question is it aser to be goyreim, not barnat, if it's only blios, there's no mamashas, right? In other words, if we acknowledge that you shouldn't create the situation of l'chatchila, so that is when there's mamashas. What about when there's only blios? So that seems to be a machlokas here. And we find a similar discussion, and l'chol rather the same shayla, by, I think the Bar Yeshulchan makes that point, by Kalim as well. The Rama over here says that l'chatchila, you could be mako by Kalim, even for Bishul. So what would that mean? You go ahead and you cooked noodles in a fleshed pot, you could go ahead and put them on milchiga dishes. Right? Eat that, let's assume the pot's ben yomo, we'll talk about inu ben yomo soon, but the pot's ben yomo, so you can't put cheese on that, l'chatchila, but you could put them on milchig dishes. This actually comes up a lot of times, especially, you know, Erev Shabbos, you're running out of pots, you don't have enough pots for all the foods or the dishes you're making, or the like. So, you know, especially Shavuos, let's say. Shavuos, you know, people like to make milchigs, but they don't have enough milchig pots. So you want to use your fleshig ben yomo pot, and everything's ben yomo because you're cooking a million things before yantif. So you want to go ahead and cook something. So you're having, let's say, a parif course, right? But you're having milchik a kalim because the rest of your meal is milchik. So can you go ahead and cook something in a fleshig ben yomo pot to put on milchik dishes? So the Rama says that's motel l'chatchil. Now, we have to decide, and we'll get back to that in a moment, which level of l'chatchila is that? Is that the l'chatchila level 1 or 2? Meaning to say, l'chatchila level 1, I could even cook the noodles in a fleshig pot to put it on a milchig dish? Or no, if I cook the noodles in a fleshig pot, then l'chatchila, I could put them on a milchig dish. But I can't cook them, if I know I want to eat these noodles on a fleshig pot, I know I want to eat these noodles on a milchig dish, I can't cook them in a fleshig pot. We'll see, it's machlokas between Rav Moshe and Prima Gadim in a second. But for now, we'll ignore that distinction. That's what the Rama says, right? You could be makil for kalim when there's no mamashas. So what's the reason to be makil over here? Meaning to say, if we really think we're choshish for the rivan, l'chatchila, which the Rama says we are, right? The Rama says, so this l'chayra shouldn't be true, right? Let's say you ask the rivan, right? Would this be permitted? He would say no, right? Why? Because when you cook the noodles in the fleshig pot, it's not tam sheni, it's not tam shlishi, it's tam rishon. It doesn't go down, it's not weakened. So, of course, you can now not put these noodles onto your milchig plate. And yet, we know the Rama is machmir for the rivan, l'chatchila, so why is he mako by the plate?
Is this the
Ravan? Ravan, yeah, same thing. So that's the Shaila. So if you look at the Taz and the Gra, it sounds like the Pshat and the Rama is that we're somech on the Mekilin for Bishol, l'inyan Kalim. In other words, in a chanami, it would be aser for the Ravan. But we're somech on the Mekilin when there's no mamashas. If you look at the Rush, and the Prima Gadim points this out, he says, no, the Ravan himself is even Mekil over there by Kalim. And we could talk about why in a second. It's the Rush in Simen Chavtas and Perkhas. So how could that be? Right? I understand the Taz and the Gra, that they say, yeah, really the Ravan would be Machmir, but here there's no Mamashas or Mekel. So it could be that that's because he holds like the Ramban, that there's no Blios, there's no Bas B'chalav by Blios only. Right? We're not Somichan Ramban, but we're Somichan Mekilim that disagree with the Ravan on its own. Anyway, no, but here there's Belios of Basar, there's Belios of Chalav. You really hold like the Ravan, it's Tam Rishon of both, and it should be a problem. It should be Tam Sheni Shalisner, right? If you hold like the Ravan.
Even though there's no
Chalav,
there's just
regular Basar. There would be Basar. No, but if you don't hold the Ramban, it would be Basar B'Chalav.
There's no Basar and there's no Chalav.
There's Blios of Basar, there's Blios of Chalav. It's Tam Sheni Shalisser. It would create a matzav of Basar B'Chalav if you don't hold the Ramban. Think about it. The noodles are Tam Rishon Shal Basar. Right? The plate is Tam Rishon Shal Chalav. You put the hot noodles onto the Melchiga plate. So into the noodles go the Melchiga Blios. So now that's Tam Sheni Shalisser. That would create Basar B'Chalav if you hold that there's Basar B'Chalav created by Blios plus Blios. Sound like the Ramban, it wouldn't. Right? Okay. So what's the makor for this kula? So if you look at the Ramah and the Dark Emotion, the Shach, they say it's based off of a Isser V'Heter. If you actually look at the Isser V'Heter, he doesn't say that it's Mutter L'Chatchila to do this. It's interesting. But that's the way they learn it. Unless I'm missing something. When I looked at this vater, I didn't... you looked at this vater? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So take a look. It's Thamed Dalet Hey. So that's the basis of this kula. Now, the question, though, once we're Mekel, we accept this Ramah, is again, how l'chatchila is this going to be? Right? Is this going to be l'chatchila level 1 or l'chatchila level 2? Right? Are you allowed to go ahead and cook the shua shayla? Cook your noodles in a fleishig ben yomo pot, almanast, eat them on a milchiga plate. So Rav Moshe's medayik from the Taz, Sifkat and Dalet, Shach, Sifkat and Gimel, that it's mutter l'chatchila. But the Prima Gadim in the Mishpat Zozav says no. It's only l'chatchila level 2, not l'chatchila level 1. The Pri Chadash is also Mako. L'maisa Rav Moshe's Mako. The Pri Magadim, Mishpat Zozav, Sifkat and Dalet, I believe. So, again, that would only be level 1, right? So let's say like this. Could I boil water in a meat pot to drink tea in a dairy dish or something like that? So according to the Prima Gadim, no, right? If it was already done, then it would be mutter. If I already had this hot water, but l'chatchila, I couldn't do it. Now, by the way, this, just so you don't get confused, this is not relevant to the chumrah of not using the water in Sif Gimel, right? Because over there, the meat and the dairy dishwasher, it was not made for the purpose of drinking, right? That chumrah not to use the water, the napar not water, is only when it's a byproduct, but not over here where it was intentionally done. Whereas, according to Rav Moshe, it would be mutter to go ahead and heat up your water to do it. Now, remember the Shach says, though, that you can't pour the water from the fleishig pot into the milchika thing, right? That would be a problem, even according to Rav Moshe. Anyway, so as I said, this question comes up a lot in Shavuos. So now, just go back for... Okay, so that's one kula we have of the Ramah. What seems to be an exception to his chumrah of following the Ravan, right? On the one hand, l'chavchila, he says, follow the Ravan. On the other hand, he says, but l'chatchila is follow the Ravan, but on the other hand, he says, l'chatchila, for Kalim, you could be Mekah, whether it's l'chatchila level 1 or l'chatchila level 2. The other kula that the Ramah has by Kalim is that if the Kli is Eino Ben Yomo, it's also Mutter. This one's also from the Ravan. Sorry, Isser Vater. So that means like what? Like this, right? If you have a Fleshik Eino Ben Yomo pot, so, and noodles were cooked in the Fleshik Eino Ben Yomo pot, so then you could eat those noodles with cheese. Now, the question over here, and again, this is L'chaira not going to be true if you actually hold the Ravan. It's the Pashtus, right? We'll see. Maybe it's a Machlaikas, but that's the Pashtus. That it would be Aser for the Ravan. But again, we're even though L'chatchila or Rechoshes or Ravan, when there are other Stadim L'Hakel, we seem to be okay being lenient. Now here too, there's a debate whether when the Ramah's Mako, is he Mako L'chatchila level 1 or L'chatchila level 2? This is a huge nafgamina, right? Because Stam Kalim ain't a B'nai Oman. So am I allowed to, again, let's say, Eino Ben Yomo, preparing for Shavuos, right? So I'm preparing a Milchik meal for Shavuos, but I don't have any Milchik pots. So I want to go ahead, and I'm going to have... make baked ziti. So how do you make baked ziti? You first boil the noodles, and then you put them in a baking pan, and you put cheese on it. Gewaldig. So I don't have enough milchige pots, or par of pots. Everything's being used. I want to use, but I have fleshig pots, and they're all in a benyomo, because it's a shvus. It's man chalavi. So, am I allowed to lechatchila cook my noodles in a fleshik Eino Ben Yomo pot in order to then put cheese on them, right? To make them into the baked ziti. So, this is a machlokas between the Gra and the Chachmas Adam. The Gra says, it's mutter, l'chatchil, it's not mefurish in the Gra, but it's mashmos of the Gra over here, and this is where the body of Shulchan learns the Gra, 100% l'chatchil, no problem, go cook them in your fleshik pot in order to put cheese on them as long as the pot is Eino Ben Yomo. Great. What's the reason? The Gra writes, if cut in Yud, Af Bekadera Ein Isser L'chatchila She'Eino Ben Yomo El Mishum Gzeira Atu Ben Yomo Mash Ein Ken Kan Daf Ben Yomo Mutter Medina. So here what he's saying is that they were only gozer on Eino Ben Yomo in a situation where, if it were Ben Yomo, it would be Aser B'diavad. But what would the din be over here if it was Ben Yomo? What's the halacha by Bishul Ben Yomo? Not for not. Mutter B'diavad. So in Mela, Eino Ben Yomo becomes Mutter L'chatchila. That's sort of the geder of the Isur of Eino Ben Yomo L'chatchila. Any time if it was Ben Yomo, it would be Aser B'diavad. Eino Ben Yomo is L'chatchila. But this here, Ben Yomo would be Mutter B'diavet. Now, Eino Ben Yomo comes Aser L'chatchila. The Taz quotes a Marshal, who's a little more Machmir, but the Taz himself says, if you're noeg, like the Ramah, lo hefsid. However, the Chachmas Adam says no. He says, no, you should, if you already cook the noodles, then it's Mutter L'chatchila to put cheese on them, right? I come home, and I find noodles in the fridge, and I know these noodles were cooked in a fleshig pot, mistoma Eino Ben Yomo pot, so then of course I could have macaroni with cheese with these noodles. L'chatchila, l'chatchila, l'chatchila. But if you shouldn't, if you're planning to put cheese on the noodles, then you shouldn't cook them in a fleshig pot. Right? In other words, it's l'chatchila tier 2, not l'chatchila tier 1, like the Gras says. Right? So, b'kitzer, we have three shitos. We have the Marshal, who says, Eino ben yomo is also l'chatchila be'arvu, even if nisbashlu, against the Ramah. We have the Chachmas Adam, who says, you shouldn't cook it, eat it with cheese, but even if it was already cooked, it's mutter. And then we have the Gras, that is mutter. So, if you really hold like the Gras, then Ashkenazim barely need to have power of pots. Right? Because tam keli ain't a ben yomo. Every so often you need a parv pot if it's a ben yomo, but there'd be very little need for parv pots. I once went to a person's house, and she said, like, I don't know why people have. She was complaining about like people that have like whole sets of parv pots. You know, they have a set of milchik pots, a set of fleishik pots, and a set of parv pots. So she's like, well, you know, epis one pot, I can understand, but why in the world would you ever need a set of parv pots? Because her Messiah was like the Gra. So she didn't think, she thought it was ridiculous. So how do we paskin? So they say, Taka, that Rav Moshe held that we follow the Gra. But I think the Minhag Olam is like the Chachmas Adam. But even the Chachmas Adam is mekel if you're short on pots. Meaning to say, the Chachmas, let's say a person doesn't have an available pot. And, you know, they could wash epis a pot, or they could clean it, but they don't. Even the Chachmas Adam is Mako if you don't have an easily available pot. So he says, if you have an available milchik pot, don't cook your noodles for cheese in a fleishik pot. But if you don't, you ran out of pots, your pots are all filled with fleishik food because you're getting ready for Shabbos, no problem. That's for this type of bidyavid, this is good enough.
Is he agreeing with the Gra?
No, he's not. He's saying that for this, Rabbi Willig is machmir, at least like the Chachmas Adam, if not a little more, because he says if you look at the Isra B'Heter, which is the source for the Ramah, it sounds like he's only makel bidyavid. The lashon of the Isra B'Heter, this is in Lamed Dalet Shara Lamed Dalet Vav. He says Umiu im nisbashlu habeitzim al yirakos b'kli shel baser she'enu ben yomo. So then it's mutter to put it with the cheese and the like. So that's why Rabbi Willig is makel machmir, which I think is the minhag olam. I remember once. Suggesting that we do this to my wife, and I thought that would be very mistaber.
This was the original time that we talked about.
We talked about it by Tznon in Sadi Vav when we started off at the very beginning when we had the steer and the shachs. Yeah, it's not crazy. You're saying like this. I mean, if it's you're saying.
So much on the grow if you taste it. Meaning.
Well, no. If it's already done, then even the Chachmas Adam is makel.
I'm saying even if you're do it. Like
you're saying, look.
I'll take chances. I'll take my chances.
I'm going to cook it and taste it, and then it should be mutter. Kanzain. Okay. Good. So what are we going to do next? That's just around tomorrow as the torture continues. We're going to be doing dishwashing, the end of Taisfis and all the Rishonim. If you have a chance, you should look at the Rishonim. They're actually very interesting. There's a look at the Russian side, fascinating, and the Ramban and Iran, Sefer Truma, if you want to look it up inside. And then, that's the first thing we're going to do. And then we're going to, so that's a Siv Gimel. Some other interesting points there that come up, the issue of Eroi. I think we won't go back and rehash those issues because we did that in Simon Kof Hay, but maybe we'll talk briefly about dishwashers and the tshuvas of Emosha for dishwashers and the like, because now we have a better appreciation of those in terms of not bar not and the like. If you want to take a look at those tshuvos, you can. The Badei Shulchan also, if you want to, he has a discussion in terms of dishwashing issues. And then what we're going to do is go back to Simon the Tzadi Dalid and Sif Hei, which we skipped. The Shach there is very long, but shouldn't think that when you're done that Shach, you're done, because there's a very long Taz in the Daf Acharon who responds to that Shach, and then the Shach has another back and forth, on the responses to the Dav Acharon or the Taz are called. So there's a three-way, four-way back and forth on that. And then I'll just pose to you a shaila to think about that I was asked. In light of that, I'll tell you tomorrow what I thought should be. So this is the newest thing. I'm sure you know about it. Is a sous vide cooking. It's geschmack. So sous vide is like a fancy immersion heater. Why people like it so much, he'll tell you. Temperature. But anyway, it's very popular now for anybody who's a foodie. So they're expensive. So are you allowed to use your same sous vide for milchiks and fleishiks? Lachatchila, even though it's bishul. And certainly, based off of the shach over there, Siman Sadi Dalet, I think it should be mutar lachatchila. For two reasons, according to the shach. But you could clarify about maybe the minhag of the Ramah. So anyway, you'll think about that, and we'll talk about it tomorrow, but you can tell me your opinions on whether that should be mutar lachatchila to use the same sous vide for milchiks and fleishiks. I think most sous vide cooking is fleishiks. But the person who asked me the shaila said that the...
You have, like, eggs and stuff.
Right.
Is there a bag?
Yeah, that's why it's okay. In other words, that's why it should be okay to use the same one. But anyway, we'll talk about that tomorrow.